Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2120, Posture Hacking by Gavin Brooms with freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hello and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Posture Hacking by Gavin Brooms with freeformfitness.ca. Bringing your workouts from the studio into the home has its challenges and definitely its limitations. One way to hack into your body's intrinsic ability to self-regulate and strengthen is to spice up your active dynamic exercise routine with some focused attention to balance and posture. Remember, the body works in a somewhat paradoxical way. Your dynamic potential is dependent on your static ability. In essence, your ability to move efficiently rests in your ability to stay still, like through balance, coordination, and proprioception. Here are some easy, user-friendly, and home-based strategies to take full advantage of those smaller spaces. Implement weight shifts and center of mass transitions a lot. Shifting your weight in a dynamic sense, especially in small and frequent increments, awakens and activates the deepest and smallest muscles of the spine. The smaller and deeper the muscle, the greater the link to positional or proprioceptive awareness, and therefore balance and posture. Weight shifts are simply active load transitions from one leg or arm to the other. Center of mass transitions are different than weight shifts, since they refer to more explicit static balance as opposed to something dynamic. Yoga and yoga-type exercises are prime examples of center of mass transitions. Our ability to control our movement is intimately linked to our ability to control our static position, or, in other words, dynamic balance and stability are dependent on our stationary balance and stability. This can be an explicit part of any warm-up or cool-down. Center of mass transitions involve holding a specific position for 5 to 10 seconds and being able to transition, meaning weight shift, directly into another position. Irregular loads and irregular platforms. This is a classic tool that is the easiest to import from your gym experience. An irregular load is anything that has weight to it, and not necessarily a lot of weight. It's either held or positioned off-center from your body, or it possesses some intrinsic irregularity in the distribution of its mass. More specifically, think dead weight. Holding or placing something off-center is easy, and your only limitation is creativity, but dead weight is where you can maximize, if not enhance, your at-home exercise experience. Small children are the ideal dead weight, and by using appropriate and expected parental wisdom in how you use them, they will definitely enhance the activation of the deeper postural apparatus, meaning the spine, shoulder girdle, pelvic girdle, and hips. Irregular platforms are also imports from the gym. Something as familiar as a BOSU ball is perhaps the most recognizable unstable platform tool. However, there are still ways to hack into your postural structures and systems in a very efficient and effective way. The BOSU ball is indeed unstable, but there is still some regularity in its instability because it's perfectly spherical. The key term to integrate is irregular. In simple terms, this means that each point of contact, meaning your hands, feet, your knees, your bottom, and so on, is engaging with the ground in a different way. Here's a quick example. Deep squats with one foot on a cushion or pillow and the other foot planted on the ground, all the while maintaining good form. Or any center of mass transition, like a yoga exercise performed with only one sock or one shoe on. Now, that may sound benign and extremely nuanced, but the positional and stability challenges for the deeper muscles of the postural structures and systems are real and accumulate gradually and nicely over time. Remember that your only limitation is creativity. The brain works in microseconds and nanoseconds, and it is responsive to changes in length and tension that measure in the micrometers, meaning 1/1,000,000th of a meter. So, the millimeters and micrometers count too. Work hard and often on your breathing mechanics. There are many different ways and frameworks to do this, but they don't have to be comprehensive to be effective. Another paradox, you can access complexity with simplicity. The thorax, which is basically your entire rib cage from the front to side to back, is directly linked and attached via ligaments and joint capsules to your spine. Therefore, every breath you take expands the rib cage and formally feeds the spine with healthy input. Therefore, guided breathing exercises are always productive activities that serve as a bridge between the physical or biomechanical and the emotional or psychological. Healthy respiratory mechanics means better spinal mechanics and thus better postural potential. An example of a simple exercise would be lying on your back, one hand on the abdomen with the other on the chest, inhale normally and guide the expansion of the abdomen first, followed by the sideways expansion of the lower ribs, followed by the forward expansion of the upper chest. Note, make observations about what you feel at the back as well. Sometimes it's helpful to line up small, soft objects, it can be even a pair of rolled up socks, along the side of the spine where the ribs meet, so that you have some active feedback as to how the back of your rib cage is expanding. Second note, it should expand to the floor. Tummy time is another productive post-workout activity. The act of weight bearing on the chest imposes an important three-dimensional stimulus to the chest. If we take human development as the primary example, tummy time in babies is not only needed to enhance respiratory development, but also is one of the first and primary stimuli that drive the development of the spine, which is needed for the eventual milestone of crawling and then walking. A simple activity, such as 5 to 8 minutes of guided breathing while lying on the stomach, is extremely valuable in the development and maintenance of good posture. Again, each breath cycle should include your active focus. What expands first? What engages the ground the most? And so on. If you take a few minutes every day to be intentional about postural correction, balance, and corrective movements, you'll be standing taller. You will also have gained valuable daily practices and habits that will give you great posture and stability that lasts much later into life than the average individual. You just listened to the post titled Posture Hacking by Gavin Brooms with freeformfitness.ca. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. We talk about how deep breathing or diaphragmatic breathing is great for reducing stress, but I know I don't often talk about how deep guided breathing can help with our posture, so I'm glad that today's author, Gavin, mentioned it. And we know that proper breathing is not automatic. Instead, it seems that we spend most of the day taking shallow breaths without even realizing it. But researchers are finding that breathing influences muscular function and posture. Using the muscles that control breathing affects how these muscles are used for other movements that have nothing to do with breathing, like supporting and stabilizing the spine. So, taking the time to pause and take in deep breaths may not only help reduce stress, but protect the spine and reduce our chances of injury. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.